Hey guys, welcome back to Unleash Plus, and this is Going Deeper for episode number 3, and this was Lost at Sea. Today's topic is going to be, you know, learning to discern the voice of God. You know, we need to be able to make the right choices, and the only way we can do that is to get to know our Father's voice. So, if you can remember in this episode, you know, it ended up with being in front of a glacier out of Seward, Alaska, you know, way out in Resurrection Bay. And everything was literally coming unglued. You know, the glacier had caved, and we needed to get out of there. Didn't realize how dangerous the environment had been until God spoke to me, because I was trying to just kind of play off what my unhealthy thoughts were. But I had to discern God's voice. And so that's what we're going to be going into today, is just maybe asking some questions and have you process some things so that you can learn to have that intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father, so you know when it's His voice speaking. So anyhow, let's go ahead and get started. Episode number 3 again. And so the first question is, you know, in this episode, I talked about how our unhealthy thoughts can just pop into our head. And those thoughts, if left untangled, can lead us to unhealthy emotions, which we know can lead to unhealthy actions. So when you look at 2 Corinthians 10:6, we're talking about, you know, taking every thought captive. So I want you to write down, what does that mean to you about what we are to do with those thoughts? Go ahead and take the time and write that down, and we'll move on to the next question. Okay, number 2. You know, we have to learn to think through what we are thinking. Today's generation is being taught more about what to think rather than how to think. What are the dangers of just believing what others are telling you? Go ahead and write that down. Okay, let's move on to question number 3. The enemy wants to keep our thoughts either in the past or in the future so that he can create unhealthy emotions, which lead to unhealthy choices. Past thinking, past thoughts are more connected to shame and regret, where future thinking leads us to worry and doubt. You know, we get a bad case of the what ifs might happen, right? So what I want you to do is I want you to write down a past thought that created feelings of shame and regret. And then what I want you to do is I want you to write down a future thought that is leading to worry and fear. So go ahead and do that now. We'll move on to the next question. Okay, question number 4. So I want you to look at the past thought that you wrote down, and then I want you to read the following from Romans 8:1. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. If you truly believed that your identity isn't connected from your past mistakes or sin, how would that begin to change your thoughts and emotions? If you truly believe that your identity wasn't connected to your past mistakes or sin, how would that begin to change your thoughts and emotions? Go ahead and write that down. Okay, last question. Now, I want you to look at the future thought you wrote down and read the following verse from Romans 8:38-39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. So if you truly believed that there is nothing in all creation that can separate you from the love of God who is in you as a believer, how would that begin to change your thoughts, emotions, and actions? Again, if you really believe nothing can separate you from the love of God because you're a believer, how would that begin to shape or change your thoughts, emotions, and actions? Go ahead and take a minute and write some of that down. Well, I hope you took some time with each one of these today and really thought through it. Again, you know, pause the audio after each question. Take the time to really take the time to kind of digest all this, to make sure that you're being honest with yourself and what you're really seeing. Take these scriptures and allow them to penetrate and change and transform you, which is Romans 12:2. We are transformed by the renewing of our mind. So what I want to do to end this today is I just want to pray for you. So Heavenly Father, I just pray that each guy doing this right now, and I'm thankful for these guys that are doing this because they want to grow. And so I would pray that not only that they're trying to listen to your voice, but they will hear you, that you will give them the wisdom they need to discern your voice as opposed to all the other voices that are vying for our time. And then I would just ask, Father, that you would give them the courage to be obedient to the voice that they are hearing. We thank you, God, for what you're going to do in these men's lives. And guys, I want you to remember, you know, we have the God of the universe in us, which means that we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. We are not separated from him as believers. You do have what it takes to defeat the lies of the enemy. Believe that. Believe in the one who is in you. We'll see you next time.